This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This from countries throughout the world, that if you physically separate people to the point of not allowing the virus to transmit, and the only way to do that is by draconian means of essentially shutting down a country. We know that we can do that if we shut down.
And when you test, you create cases. So we've created cases. I can tell you some countries, they test when somebody walks into a hospital sick or walks into maybe a doctor's office, but usually a hospital, that's the testing they do, so they don't have cases. Whereas we do, we have all of these cases.
All right, so you have the president saying they're testing more, so that's why you're getting the cases, and then you have Anthony Fauci, who would love to, I think, see a big rollback. It's interesting how times have changed since the beginning of what we know to be at least what we knew was happening, COVID, in the beginning of March. And, of course, now we're aware that there were cases well before that. All right, so we hate to kick things off that way, but this is our world, and we paint a realistic picture here. I definitely want to lift everybody up, but we got to be realistic from the get-go. And there have been some sad stories about COVID-19. There have been more breakouts than you can shake a stick at, depending on what the state is. California is rolling up the sidewalks, no indoor business whatsoever. Salons, gyms, everything shut down. The governor there, Gavin Newsom, is like, forget about it, because he doesn't want to see what's happening in his state, what's happening in other states that have become hot spots, and younger people dying in that tug of war over, yes, there are more cases. So, of course, confirmed cases are going to soar, but it's really the death part of it and how that rises and ultimately what happens that we have to rectify. And it's still that war on masks. So, hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. If you just joined us for the first time, welcome to the show. I hope wherever you hail from, whatever nook, cranny, or crevice or canyon that you're in, for goodness sake, I hope that your family is safe and that you are living the life the best that you can, because we are all, whether we like it or not, in some sort of a bubble. I mentioned that we give you the realistic picture here. So deaths, 138,000 confirmed cases, which is what the president's talking about. And he's right that, of course, the confirmed cases with more tests would shoot up. I don't think anyone disputes that. So 3.43 million cases. Number of people recovered. Boy, I'd love to see that sucker soar. That's the number I look at every single day. 1 million. Worldwide, 571,000 people have died, recovered 7 million, and confirmed cases out of all that, 12.9 million. So 12.9 million. We'll dive deeper into what's happening in some states and what they're doing besides California. But California and Oregon, and I know there's people listening to us in the great state of California and Oregon, and you know this, really honestly expect more of a lockdown feel. Mask, mask, mask. That's what it's about. And certainly there are lots of people that are willing to sell you masks, designer masks, plain masks, all kinds of masks. There was even a point in the start of this thing where you could barely get them. And, of course, there wasn't enough PPE for the people on the front line, so that obviously was a problem. But now that has become an industry, the mask industry. I've probably gotten every single day in my mailbag, both the Kate Delaney radio mailbag and other email, I've probably gotten at least 15 pitches a day for various masks. So they're out there pitching, but are people wearing it? We have an unofficial poll. Mask on, mask off, which are you? I think more people are masking up. We certainly know lots of Republicans are trying to get that message out. The president was at Walter Reed last week. He wore a mask with a presidential emblem on it. And we also constantly see Mitch McConnell out there I'm surprised he's not selling masks outside the Capitol or, you know, in Kentucky, but he's constantly harping on the mask, and he's certainly not the only one. But I think more people are wearing it, but I still think there are people that say, yeah, I just am not going in the mask direction. It's a combination of masks and social distancing. All right, I'm going to dive into some of the harder stuff. A Delta passenger tested positive for COVID-19, which, of course, is always the big fear. Is it safe to fly? Can we fly? What do you think? Are the middle seats going to come out? And Delta did that. Delta was one of the airlines that was very, very cautious about what they did. So sad news for that somebody tested positive, but of course everybody's getting their temperatures taken. It's only a matter of time before that, I think, was going to happen. So there were three people who traveled on a regional flight that tested positive. They were traveling on Endeavor Air from Atlanta to Albany, and Endeavor Air is a regional airline and a subsidiary, basically, of Delta. If you've ever flown them, then you certainly know that. But they were following the protocol. They caught it. There were 44 passengers on the flight. The passengers became symptomatic on July 7th, the day after the July 6th flight. So all passengers on that flight they're trying to reach out to them, and they're advising them to call their county health department because they were on this tiny flight, and it is a small jet that you're on. When they became infected, all of that, of course, becomes the other part of it. Now, Delta Airlines requires face masks, and I think you're going to see that, if it's not already for the other airlines, you're going to see the same thing, especially after this happened. There's going to be more of a press, I believe, for that. And there are so many other stories about schools and what schools are going to do. I mentioned the governor and how he felt about California. So L.A. and San Diego schools are going to start fall classes online only, period. With all the closures, they're just not going to go there. They're not going to open the schools. They just refuse to do that. And, of course, the sad thing is we know that because of what's happened with the virus, it's shut down businesses, and therefore economically it's been crippling to so many companies. So many people have lost jobs. And that's why when you hear about the partygoers who tested positive for COVID-19 after that July 4th bash at the Michigan Lake, you want to just strangle them. Like, come on. I get partying. I mean, listen, I went to Ohio University, which was voted the number one party school in the United States the year I went, but I wasn't in the middle of a pandemic. And I understand being young and foolish and feeling healthy, but for goodness sake, somebody needs to really get that message out. It's not a shock that these people that were partying on top of each other at Torch Lake Sandbar in northern Michigan test positive for COVID-19. I mean, of course, then there's 40 other cases in another spot in Michigan, a holiday house party. And it's the house parties that are so dangerous because you go to someone's house, you're in the house, then more people arrive, you think it's safe, you have the barbecue fired up, and then a few more people come over as well. And we know how deadly that can be. And it's so tough, I think, to get that through the thick skulls of so many people, especially younger people. And I get it. I was one of you, as they say in my hometown. But it wasn't a pandemic. It wasn't a pandemic. Sorry that this is your time. But trust me, we'll get out of it faster if everybody just masks up. In the great state of Florida, slow test results and the protesters make it a manic Monday. Next.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
So I think
the every day, and you are doing nothing.
So I think
falsifying information, and you are misleading the public. Over 4,000 people have died, and you are blaming the protesters. You guys have no plan, and you're doing nothing. Shame on you.
Wow, DeSantis. He was silenced by a protester. A rough Monday start for him, as a lot of people don't want to hear what he has to say. He is one of those guys polarizing. You either love him or you hate him. And the protester says, we hate you. Shame on you. So what's the shame about? We're going to dive into that here in this segment and a couple of other odds and ends that I'm going to throw into as well. Kate Delaney, once again, you can always send me your thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com. All right, so let's talk about this. Let's talk about the protester and what the protester said and why people were upset. She was screaming with a mask on. Over 4,000 people have died. You're blaming the protesters. You have no plan. You're doing nothing. And it was a he, by the way. And he said, shame on you, shame on you. And then, of course, he was escorted out of the news conference. And, you know, here's the thing. This guy posted this. He said, I just interrupted a press conference in Miami-Dade to let Governor Ron DeSantis and the mayor know that they are an embarrassment to Florida and that their incompetence and lack of planning has resulted in the current public health crisis. A lot of people are feeling that way in not just Florida, but in Florida definitely, because of the flip-flopping around about not wearing the mask, wear the mask, but not really saying wear the mask, by the way. And Florida is spiking worse than a volleyball player who wants to be a superstar and is pounding the ball down in the sand seriously. There have been so many cases. On Monday, there was 12,624 cases. That's one of the highest single-day increases that they would have seen if it wasn't for the 15,300 that they saw on Sunday. So spike isn't even a good word to use for this. It's just ugly. The news is is horrible. And of course, he's getting criticized for not issuing a statewide mask mandate despite the increase in cases. To the president's point, of course, you do more testing, you're going to have that happen. Yep. But to the point of the health people around us, and I'll just call them health people, that's so generic, right? I'm saying some of the smartest doctors around, period, signed 100%. But if everybody's wearing the mask, or mostly everybody, we have a hell of a better chance, it looks like, based on the right? That's it. Now, Key West, they're requiring everyone over 6 years old to wear a face covering whenever they leave home. There are other places, towns that are doing that there, that they are saying, this is what you're doing, right? Coronavirus cases are down in 15 to 34 age group in Hillsborough County, but up in others. And that's a very, very big county there. And the scary part is the hospitalizations. So more than 8,000 hospitalized with COVID-19 throughout the state. And where does it end up? What happens? What about the schools? The slow test? I mean, that's part of what I called the manic Monday. You see the rows and rows of cars. How do you stop that? Of course, you're going to see that because more people are being tested. But one day after they hit that milestone, that grim milestone, getting the tests faster is what's important, because sometimes you get a negative test even, and then you get tested again and it's positive. So getting the tests as fast as you can to know where you're at is so, so vital. My mother-in-law just turned 70. Gorgeous woman, looks like she's, you know, 50. And we're very careful because she's got COPD. I've talked about that before. So what do? We wanted to go see her. But she, of course, wants to just hug us and everything else. And she was tested 3 times negative, so she's negative. But we certainly don't want to be the people that don't realize if we're asymptomatic or whatever else to give it to her. So we did go and see her, social distance, and wear a mask. And, you know, is this the best thing? Do I want to be wearing the mask the whole time? Hey, yay, 70th birthday, we're celebrating. Here's your German chocolate cake. But you know what? They have masks you can breathe in and that aren't cumbersome or whatever. So that's, you do what you got to do. I mean, that's the thing. And so why he doesn't say, let's make it a mandate, I don't get it. I don't. I get the want of a governor or a mayor wanting business to stay open because it's killing the economy. It's killing people to not be able to make a living. They can't make their mortgage payments. And, the fairy dust doesn't fly from the sky and hand you money all of a sudden. There may have been some bailouts, but it's not as much as you think, and not all the people who needed it, hardly, got what they needed. So we get that. Everybody gets it. People are affected. Everyone I know has been affected in some way. Everyone you know probably has been affected in some way. So you want to be able to work. It completely makes sense. But what happens, I mean, the state has had to send in reinforcements. Florida, 3,000 contracted medical workers are being deployed across the state to help in hospitals and long-term care facilities, because this is the only way they can save people. And then you get down to the point where it gets really, really bad, and then they have to do the eeny, meeny, miny, mo thing. Who is the person that they can save? Oh, you don't want to get into that situation, right? Of course not. So there are people that are angry all the way around on this. Now, having said that, Disney World, here's your other odds and ends part of this. Disney World offered mask-free relaxation zones. So they had several designated spaces throughout their theme parks where the visitors could just take off their required covering, because they had to wear a mask, and they watched that. So there was a 4-month closure. They were down. It was killing the Magic Kingdom, all the people that work for Disney, all that. Yes, we get it. But they opened up the gates on Saturday, and to a much less crowd that they would normally have. But they're just doubling down on health and safety. They had stations set up to wash, etc., things spaced out on the most magical place on earth. They reimagined it, and relaxation zones were one of those things. So within the designated space, a guest could remove their mask and have downtime, but they are 10 feet apart from other people inside the zone, and there are people patrolling it the whole time. And they had them in a couple of different places. They had them in Tomorrowland at a terrace. Yeah, we hope there's a Tomorrowland. Frontierland, so that whole thing. And then inside the Magic, you know, that's what they would show you. There's this zone, and it was there. It was in, kind of on the edge of Frontierland. And they had them in a couple of other spots, too. So this will be interesting to see how this works, because they've got, you know, it's got AC, there's physical distancing, it's limited, but there was a limited amount of people that were there, too. So either Disney, what, they look like they're geniuses, or they look ridiculous and irresponsible. You know, I don't know. So numbers are spiking, and they're in the epicenter, and they are defying some of the medical people out there with the kind of mask-free zone, but they are saying, look, it's 10 feet apart. Here's some video of it. Look at what we got. That's it, period. This should work well. And this is the test case. I mean, that's it. Looking at, you know, again, looking at whether that works or not. I can tell you the lines to get into the relaxation zone, everybody, of course, had a mask on, and then it's up to the people once they get in there with the people patrolling it that they are staying far enough apart. Disney World's Epcot and Hollywood Studios are going to reopen on Wednesday of this week, and we'll see how that goes. Like I said, heavy, heavy cases spiking in Florida. There's no question about that. But the idea is to try to create whatever that new normal is, and Disney said that's what they worked on. That's what they have been re-engineering for the last 4 months. And then how about Ohio? Completely opposite of what's going on in Orlando, an Ohio state lawmaker urging the public not to get tested for the coronavirus because he's saying that unless you're considered high risk for COVID-19, it makes no sense. And aren't you tired of living in a dictatorship yet? This is what happens when people go crazy and get tested. Stop getting tested. That's Republican State Senator Nino Vitale. Hitting the mailbag.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Many businesses in California are frustrated with Governor Gavin Newsom. He's ordered many indoor businesses in the state to close, including bars, restaurants, movie theaters, gyms, and hair salons. He's trying to counter a surge in coronavirus cases. KNX's Frank Botek reports.
Beverly Hills hair salon owner Giuseppe Franco reopened his salon less than a month ago after a three-month shutdown at the start of the coronavirus crisis. He says California's decision to shut down many indoor businesses again, including his, is a gut punch for him, customers, and employees.
I mean, you've been knocked down two times in one round. After the third knockdown, the fight is over. There's no way I'm getting knocked down. Not now.
Franco says this unexpected announcement makes it essential that more government help is extended to employees and business owners impacted by the ongoing crisis.
This is USA Radio News. The head of one company is leaving after being outed on social media. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
A high-tech company CEO is leaving that company after a viral video of his racist rant last week, Michael Lofthouse giving a statement to Fox News. He says he's leaving Solid8 so as to prevent further harm to the company. Last week, the video was posted of the encounter between Lofthouse and an Asian family, with him swearing and yelling at the family.
The Washington Redskins announced they will retire their controversial name and Native American branding. They plan to reveal a new name immediately due to a trademark issue. The team is no longer expected to use any Native American imagery, but plans to retain its burgundy and gold colors. FedEx, Nike, and Pepsi say shareholders are asking the company to disassociate with the NFL until it changes their name. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag. Get in the mail bag.
Yes, we are in the mailbag. I just had to process that for a second. I felt like I was in one of those zones, that I was walking into one of those mask-free relaxation zones at Disney World for a second. So Joe doesn't want to talk about that. Joe, in fact, in California, says, Kate, no glee with another actress dying this time around. It looks like maybe saving her son. What is going on with that cast? So many awful things have happened. Tragedy befalls too many of them. That used to be a great show. Yeah, you're talking about Naya Rivera, and the Ventura County Sheriff's Office finally confirmed that. It was like almost a week of searching for her on a Southern California lake, and they found her. She had rented a boat with her four-year-old son on Wednesday afternoon. The little boy told the investigators he saw his mother jump into the water, but she didn't come out. So then that started the search, and they found her body. And how sad is that? And what does, you know, it just leaves you with questions. What does that mean, and what does it mean for the child? But what does it mean for her as to what was going on? And sadly, we're seeing they didn't rule it a suicide, but what was it that made her jump into the water, and you know, the questions they're investigating and all of that. And of course, the Glee family is, you know, tweeting about it and talking about it. Jane Lynch, who was a big player on that show, said, "Rest, sweet Naya," on Twitter today. "What a force you were, love and peace to your family." And that's it. The family, so tough for them. Kevin McHale wrote, "My Naya, my B, I legitimately cannot imagine this world without you," because, you know, you think of Glee and how much younger they were and that cast. And then there was Ricky Martin who said, "Beautiful memories, RIP," and there was a picture of the two of them. So just really super, super sad. And they don't know the answers as to, you know, there was something floating around, like, was she trying to save her son? But then the son saying, well, she dove into the water and she never came up. So confusion surrounding what happened there. But at least there's closure as far as finding her anyway. So that part, thank goodness. All right, for the family, because it's going to be a rough time for them. No question about that. All right, this one is from Tom, who says, "Kate, what do you think about what New York is doing as far as really tracking visitors? I mean, it's almost like now they're going to probably chip us if we come from other areas, and I wonder if that's going to cut down on the amount of people who want to actually go to New York City." I read a story in the Wall Street Journal about it. Yeah, when you come into New York from other states on the state's quarantine list, you have to fill out detailed contact forms, you know, where you're going, that whole thing, because remember, there's that quarantine deal, and they're very, very serious about it. So, meaning, you know, there'd be fines that would be issued and summonses for those who don't comply. So, absolutely. I guess you're right. I mean, I know you're making a joke about the whole idea of being chipped like the animals, but you saw what happened, how many people died and how awful it was. And that's a city where if you're claustrophobic with big buildings, you are squeezed in, right? There's so many bodies. So they know that wouldn't be good, obviously. Then there was this one from Big Mac. Big Mac says, "Delaney Kate." I like that. Delaney Kate. Delaney Kate. "Refrigerated trucks in Arizona and Texas, it can't be good. That means more people are dying and they can't process them soon enough. I can only imagine if my sweet wife was one of those in one of those trucks. I don't know that I could survive that. I feel so badly for the families." People don't talk about that very much. Oh, yeah, because you can't even be there at the end. So then, well, this is life. They're being stored in a truck if there's no room. So that's what's happening. Some counties are running out of space, and they had to do that. They had to have a place to put the bodies to take the pressure off the medical examiner's offices. They only have so many people that can process a body. And this is the side that you don't hear about very much, but it's bad. And, you know, in like Houston, it's awful. In Houston, you look at, you know, this is our fourth largest city, and there's calls for it, you know, the city to lock back down. It's not, but hospitals are strained to accommodate this sick patient crawl that they keep getting, and it just keeps increasing. And it's just like Arizona. Arizona is having a tough time, too. In Arizona, and there's a lot of people listening to us in Arizona. You know you're my faves. And there's one Phoenix hospital that's called for more trucks to help alleviate what they have, this higher death count because of the pandemic. It's just every once in a while, right? I got to be honest about this. I have this glasses half full deal going on, right? Which, of course, can be at odds with being a talk show host, because usually talk show hosts like to scream and rant about one thing. And, of course, I have ranted on this show, so I guess I have that piece of the puzzle, too. But when I look at what has happened, I just think, wow, how do we get here? We rolled the clock over to 2020. People kept talking about how many... Oh, new decade. Oh, I'm going to be in shape. I'm doing this. I'm starting a business. That's all I heard from everyone. Not even personal goals. This was all about, I'm going to crush it, make enough money, I mean, whatever. And then it's the complete opposite that we're hurled into, like it's a television movie, and we're in bubbles trying to figure out what's the right move and what's the right thing to do. And this spot is a hot spot, and we're not going to let you in. And, oh, by the way, they're rolling out the refrigerated trucks because that's what they have to do because they can't process bodies fast enough, and I hope it's not someone that you know. Now, nearly 40% of Texas's fatalities were residents of long-term care facilities, nursing homes, assisted living, other hotspots, prisons, meatpacking plants. I mean, that's 40%. That's a lot when you think about it. But now there are also other people that are into the mix, that have been coming into that mix, sadly. Mm. All right, let's move to this one. We have time for a few more. I'm going to get them in. I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole. All right, this one is from Ralph, and Ralph says, Kate, I never thought I'd say this because I like it when you talk about some of the things that infuriate you, but I also loved it when you did your cheap movie review. I say bring back the cheap movie review. Damn, I need to know what to watch on Netflix, and you're the woman to do it, so help me. All right, so we'll take that under advisement. I can give you some things to watch on Netflix. Let me think. Now that you say that, well, you could watch that horrific, although it was really well done, the Jeffrey Epstein thing, the Filthy Rich thing, because then you see really what happened there, and it'll just turn your stomach. Talking about breaking the law is ridiculous, but it's a little mini-series thing. It doesn't take a lot of time to watch that. I like The Crown because it's about the royals, but it shows you the other side of them. I thought that was pretty good. I like another show. The problem is I get mine confused with Amazon and Netflix because I like some things that are on Amazon too. The show that I really, really like is Bosch, which he's a detective in L.A., and this guy is gritty and awesome, and I would recommend that. I'm going to come up with a whole list that I'll do one night on the air of things that I would say are my favorites to watch on Netflix. Yeah, we got to escape, right? What's the great escape? All right, then I got this one from Mary, who says, Kate, what a sad story about Kelly Preston. How awful for John Travolta. It seems like he's had a lot of loss in his life. And who knew that she had breast cancer? I guess just people close to her, because she didn't really want a lot of people to know. Yeah, 57 years old, and I guess she was fighting it for two years. But that's exactly right. She wanted to keep it close to the vest, as they say, and a lot of people that worked with her were tweeting out about her and saying how kind she was and where they knew her from, and really, of course, very sad, obviously. I saw something from Russell Crowe. Remember Russell Crowe? And Gladiator fame, etc. He said he couldn't remember where, but they met somewhere in 92, and that she was lovely. And in 95, they auditioned for Breaking Up, but Selma Hayek got that gig and hadn't seen her. But she was always the same sparkly-eyed gem. And he just said love to her family and RIP. And then there were people that knew her really well. And like Arnold Schwarzenegger said, she was extraordinary, and he was lucky enough to star with her and direct her, and her talent was off the charts, and she had a big heart. She was a great mother, and she said she always wanted to be a mother since she was 9 years old, and she had the chance to do that to three children, sadly losing one of them, Jet, a few years ago. So she leaves behind two kids and John Travolta, her husband. We wrap this sucker up this hour, coming up on the flip side in the man cave. How about those Redskins? Still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over, why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time to
invade the bad game.
All right, so if we're hanging in the man cave, we know that we got some sports that are getting ready to start up. We've seen golf now for a couple of weeks without crowds, and they seem to be doing pretty well, even had a playoff this last past weekend in Dublin, Ohio. But the Washington Redskins would be the thing that we'd be talking about. So the Redskins owner, Daniel Snyder, said he will never change the name. Money talks, though. When the money pressure's on and they got you in a vice, suddenly things change. So the Washington Redskins are going to be the Redskins no more. They're changing the name and the logo. They announced that on Monday in case you didn't hear it. I talked about it on a previous show, but Dan Snyder and Coach Ron Rivera are trying to develop a name and design an approach to figure out what they can do because they've had this name for a very, very long time, since the beginning. The logo came about in the 70s, but the name of the Redskins had been there far longer than that. Warriors is the name that keeps getting tossed about. I mean, they've had the Redskins for 87 years, and there's been a lot of pressure on Dan Snyder since he bought the team to change it, and he said he would not do it. And like I said, when you've got $620 billion on the line, because you had investors and shareholders worth that amount of money that sent letters to sponsors asking him to stop doing business with the team. So that was it. His hand was forced, and he had nothing left on the river, and so he had to change it. So what is it going to, you know, what is the significance of it? The significance is huge, but what is that name going to be changed to? Who knows? I mean, the whole thing with the Redskins was it was an old school team, and the whole idea of warrior, brave, that whole thing. So whatever word they use, I guess would have some teeth in it. Like someone suggested to me, well, it's not going to be the Powder Puffs, right? No. Ba-dum-bum. Something else, but what that something else is, I mean, I have no idea. I again, constantly said Warriors, 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 but yeah, we'll see. Huge contract for one of the greatest quarterbacks, I think, that it's going to be of all time. We'll see, but he has one Super Bowl under his belt. He's a lot to live up to as far as stacking rings against Tom Brady and some others. But Pat Mahomes gets that wild contract that could be worth over $500 million. So then there's questions about Dak Prescott and the Cowboys and how much of a long-term deal is he going to get. So there are no scheduled talks between the Cowboys and the quarterback's agent, and this is a lot of speculating. So while we're sitting in the man cave, we'd be speculating, how much do you think he's going to get? He's got a franchise tag tender. It's worth $31.4 million on June 22nd, so which would guarantee he wouldn't miss any of training camp whenever it begins. And if the Cowboys were to put the tag on Prescott in 2021, he would make another $37.7 million. I guess the hang-up has been the length of the contract. They've offered him mostly five-year deals, so I don't know. I don't know what that's... who knows? I mean, again, when you see Pat Mahomes and the fact that he's got a 12-year deal and the amount of money, $477 million, but it could be up to $503 million. I mean, he leads the charge, and everything's going to stack up against that. But he won a Super Bowl too, and he's got the team. He definitely has a team around him. But if you ask the Cowboys, they would say that Dak Prescott has the team around him, and that's where we could debate that in a true man cave or whoa man cave. Speaking of whoa. The Rockets superstar Russell Westbrook tested positive for coronavirus, and before he actually departed for Walt Disney World, so he's not going to be there anytime soon. He said he's feeling well, he's quarantined, he's looking forward to rejoining his teammates when he's cleared, but he's not cleared. So this is the deal with the NBA. Of 322 players tested since arriving in Orlando in what they call the bubble, two were positive and have left the campus to isolate at home or in isolation housing. And since then, July 1st, 19 players, that was the first announcement, since July 1st, 19 players have tested positive. So they got to figure this out. And the NBA, being they, knew that this was going to be the case, that they were going to get cases, that was going to happen. But how would they combat it, and how would they keep checking temperatures, make sure everything's clean, you know, that whole thing. All right, we bounce to baseball, because while basketball is getting ready, so is baseball, and there's some crazy stories. And I mean, I guess they're not crazy if you have the right amount of money, but Hall of Fame linebacker Brian Urlacher and Super Bowl champion Travis Kelce and DeMarco Murray are part of a group of investors who have joined Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez in a bid to buy the Mets. So they've already submitted a bid of $1.7 billion. Steve Cohen, the hedge fund billionaire, made it the biggest bid so far, $2 billion. And Mets COO Jeff Wilpon said he would prefer to sell to the Rodriguez-Lopez group if the offer is close to the best bid at the end of the auction. Wow, bid them up. right? And they put, the two of them have put $300 million of their own money toward the bid. So that's a big gamble with the Mutts, I think. But this is Rodriguez's love, right? Baseball 14 times, an all-star during his baseball career, a three-time MVP, World Series champion in 2009, blah, blah, blah. And I think that's what it's about. And then there's the whole New York, the connection to New York, certainly for Jennifer Lopez, I would say. I mean, but who knows? I can't be in their minds. I don't know why they're doing that. Are they out of their minds? Are they going to win the bid? Who knows, right? Who knows? We don't know. I like this guy, Marty Fish, ex-tennis pro Marty Fish, beat former defensive tackle Kyle Williams for a celebrity golf title. So, yes, he won the American Century Championship on Sunday, and he held off the Bills' defensive tackle. The 38-year-old player jumped into Lake Tahoe in celebration. I had the chance to interview Marty once on the radio show. You heard it here a long time ago. And he just had it all together, and I guess. And they played without fans at Edgewood Tahoe Golf Course because of the pandemic. And they had a purse of $600,000, and so much of that money gets, of course, donated. You get enough birdies, and I guess he had enough birdies. He birdied the final five holes, so he had a course record, 9-under-63. And how about that? It looked like the lineman was doing pretty good, but then the tennis player rocked him. Right. Former Dallas quarterback Tony Romo has been the winner the past 2 years, but he withdrew because he had a wrist problem. So he withdrew in the second round. He was tied for fourth after two rounds. He's actually a pretty good golfer. Sometimes athletes can, as we know, Bo from Bo Jackson, a lot of athletes can do that crossover thing. And even if it's recreational, some of them are pretty good at the game of golf. What a rough life, huh? You play the sport you love, and then for fun, you're playing golf, and on top of that, you're a pretty good golfer as well. Mm-mm-mm. So with the Man Cave, it is, like I said, about COVID-19 for Major League Baseball and for the NBA, and of course the NFL paying very close attention because training camps will get ready to roll out soon, and before you know it, we'll be into the regular season. It's that time of year when we're almost mid-July, and we would be more than talking about the beginning of the season. And what is that going to look like? Is it going to be another football season like the kind we've seen in the past, or is it going to be something completely different? I vote that it's, as much as we want it, it's going to look completely different. What do you do with tailgating? You know what you do? Social distancing in your backyard. Get one of those big screen TVs. I'm just saying, they're so cheap right now. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show, everybody. Remember, we're all in this together. And a big shout out to Mo Flam. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.